Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading is from Revelation chapter 4. After this I looked, and behold, the door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. And around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones. Seated on the thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments, with golden crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder, and before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox. The third living creature was the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within, and day and night they never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who is seated on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created. O Lord, have mercy on us." If you've ever seen the Disney movie Up, you know about the weakness of the dogs. They could be so focused, and they could be so serious, and they could be so loyal, but one thing could distract them: squirrel. Now, I hesitated to use this cartoon illustration for such a serious and marvelous text, but this is exactly you and me every single day. So focused, so loyal. We are so subject matter experts, so serious, so Lutheran, and yet we are so easily distracted. Our sinful flesh rushes to chase after the most sinful pleasures. Satan can lob just a little bit of our weakness at us, and we're ready to chase it down to our death and destruction. The alarms of this world are going off all around us. Fear shakes us to the core by what we see on the news. Despair and anxiety and depression jump up in front of us every turn we make, and we chase them all. We are so distracted. We are so shaken. We are so confused in this great tribulation, this hour of trial that is coming upon the whole world. When Satan is unleashed, and the abomination of desecration is upon us. And as we live in these last days, we are so distracted. Every once in a while, God gives his suffering people a glimpse of his glory, the glory of salvation, even while we yet live in this veil of tears and we live in this cross of Christ. Isaiah was to go and preach to a people who would never hear and they would never understand, and yet he was given a glimpse of Yahweh sitting on the throne with seraphim who cried out, "Holy, holy, holy," and the foundations of the threshold shook at God's voice, and the house was filled with smoke in the presence of the King, the Lord of hosts. The disciples were following Jesus to Jerusalem, where he would be betrayed and arrested and denied, beaten, crucified, killed, and buried. But first they were given a glimpse of the theophany, the glory of God when the Son of Man turned brilliant white with Moses and Elijah there on the mountain, and they spoke about the salvation of man. And now, St. John. All the others chosen to be apostles of Christ, proclaiming salvation to the nations. All the others now have been beaten. They've all been slain. They've either been beheaded or crucified, martyred in some way, and they're all dead. John had witnessed or heard accounts of fellow believers in Christ fed to the lions, burned as human torches, sawn in half, and torn apart by dogs. Christians who believe the same Christ you and I do. And here he is given a glimpse of the glory of God, the exalted Christ, to reveal it to you and to me and to all the world, that even in our tribulation and in our times of trial, Jesus Christ is our Creator, and he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of all the world. He is your salvation and mine. And now, like a child in hope and expectation on that Christmas morning, climbing out of bed and opening the door to see that first glimpse of the glory of the Christmas tree and the presents, the door is now open to heaven, and we peer inside. It's amazing that the door would be opened at all, isn't it? For that door was slammed shut when Adam and Eve rebelled and we all fell into death and hell, and there was no way we were going to get into heaven, much less see inside anymore. And yet we saw heaven's door unlocked and opened when Jesus stepped out of the Jordan River at his baptism, and the heavens were open, and the Spirit descended on him like a dove, and the Father said, "This is my Son, whom I am well pleased." And with that baptism, Jesus took all of our sins and put them into himself, and he took them to the cross, and our sins were forgiven. We are now the sons of God, and heaven is open to us to enter in. Do you know how marvelous that is? We peer into heaven, and God invites us to enter in and to come closer to him. This is quite amazing. After God had served us divorce papers in the Old Testament, naming us not my people and not loved, it was a biblical divorce. But it was Jesus who was forsaken by God in our place on the cross. And now we are a holy people, Once we were not God's people, but now we are God's people. Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received mercy. And this is every pastor's sermon. God saying to you and to me, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In me, Jesus says, you will find rest for your souls. And we enter heaven and the throne room of God, and we see our salvation. The bright and morning star, the light of the world, haloed by that rainbow. There was a time when the Lord saw our great wickedness and every evil intention of the thoughts of our own hearts, and he destroyed us with a flood. But he saved eight in all, Noah and his family, and through water he saved them and gave a sign of a rainbow, a sign of reconciliation between God and man, a sign of reconciliation between God and you and me. And that sign came to fulfillment in the death and resurrection of Jesus, who reconciles us to himself in our baptism, where our sins are washed away, and they are no more. And we are not alone. We are not like a lamb who is led out into the wilderness to die alone. For the whole church, all who believe in Christ, is represented by the 24 elders, the 12 tribes of Israel, and all who believe that the Christ would come to be pierced for our transgressions and heal us from our sins, which he did indeed. The 12 apostles and those who devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching came to reconcile the world to himself through his death and resurrection. And even today, we are not alone, but we are surrounded by a great multitude. And especially at the Lord's Supper, where we are joined by the whole church, angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, worshiping the God of our salvation. What an amazing sight to see God's presence in all its glorious and joyful lightning and thunder presence. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Spirit represented by the seven torches of fire. And then before the throne, there was, as it were, a sea of glass, like crystal. And yet you'll notice that the sea is still causing some separation between God and his creation. While we yet live on this earth, we are separated from the eternal glory. While we yet live in this church militant, this cross that we bear, united to the sufferings of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And yet, while John sees a calm sea before the throne, later in Revelation, the sea is on fire. It's churned up into a boiling rage, as some would say, stirred up by its leader, Leviathan, whose fury is on every human life, including yours and mine. Watch the evening news. Read what you write in your own text messages. Count the number of abortions this year. Stirred up, indeed. And yet from Mary's womb, God becomes man and says to the sea, be still. And in his crucifixion, he says, be crushed. And at the end of Revelation, we are told, and the sea is no more. When we enter heaven, there will be no separation between us and God. Our baptism has united us to Him forever. The door is open, and we see the four living creatures all around the throne. There seems to be no conclusive evidence of what this lion and ox and face of man and eagle are. Some say it's the four corners of the earth, God's total creation and worship before His heavenly throne. Others say it's the four Gospels, even depicted all over the place in our artwork. The man is Matthew, the ox is Mark, the lion is Luke, and the eagle is John. Surely it can be said that the gospel written by the four evangelists is indeed proclaimed into the four corners of the world. That's what we're all about, even here in this room today, helping enable that. And all who believe that this gospel gather eternally around this throne of the Lamb in the church, triumphant. Heaven's door is opened. God reconciles us to Himself and calls us to come to Him. He washed away all of our sins in the waters of holy baptism. He welcomes us into the fellowship with Him and the whole church. He removes everything that separates us from Him, sin, death, and the devil. And He feeds our faith with His life-giving gospel. He has no equal. Neither the angels, nor the prophets, nor the apostles, nor believers of old or this present day, nor the evangelists or saints who have gone before us, neither any church leaders or lowly servants. In His presence, in His salvation, to the Lamb who was slain but now sits upon His heavenly throne, we bow and we worship. We adore the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And as the organ swells and as we bow even lower and the bells ring and the saints bow and we sing the eternal Sanctus, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created. We have way too many squirrel moments, distracted by Satan and this fallen world, for which we continually repent. But should you ever be in doubt, should the tribulation ever feel too heavy, should the trials be too severe, should the guilt of your sins become too great, the door to heaven is open. Look in and see. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Carl Mueller, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.